Elizabeth and David Mikautadze, welcome.
Hi, Julia.
Hi, Julia. Thanks for having us.
It might seem like only yesterday, but Mikautadze Dance Theater, 10 years. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Has time flown?
It has. I can't believe it's been 10 years already.
Okay, besides sheer numbers, what's the biggest growth factor you've seen and felt in these past 10 years?
That can be kind of a two-part answer. I think that just in general in Fort Wayne, the art scene has grown on its own in every way. And then within the company, learned how to be a better director along the way. I've learned how to train my dancers better. So I think that development as far as the technique of the dancers and the artistry of the dancers and being able to work more smoothly with collaborators over time.
When folks like yourself love dance, mm-hmm. want to promote dance enough to start a company like this, but your first choice in profession might not be a director of something, could mm-hmm. that be so daunting that you might not even do it?
Well, I set out to be a choreographer and out of necessity found that I needed to be okay. the director. So, you know, I didn't really think about being the director first. That just kind of came along with wanting a larger platform to show my work.
And you've obviously adapted well to it with the help of David. So
yeah, absolutely. Yeah, he's been a big help.
That's just great. And now that you are established on the local art scene, what kind of cred do you feel like you've made for yourself over these years?
I think people know us as a collaborative company, and that's what we definitely set out to be from day one when we first started talking about this company 20 years ago. It's been all about getting other artists together, working on ideas, and putting on concerts. And when people think of Mikautadze Dance Theater, I'm hoping that that aspect of it is part of what comes to mind. And as well as what Elizabeth does with the dancers is truly amazing, like the training they go through and her direction, her leadership. I think that all shows in the projects that we do. We're not really a trend follower. We're just trying to do our thing. And hopefully people kind of just see it for what it is.
Good point. And as a matter of fact, it seems like contemporary dance by its nature has to evolve, find that edge, you know, more than any other genre like ballet. Is that so?
Yeah, I think so. I think that the approach of what keeps that contemporary and new and fresh might be different from choreographer to choreographer. For me, like David said, it's not so much about following a trend like with dance style, but continuing to work with living, fresh artists in other genres is what keeps us contemporary, because the people involved are contemporary.
And you have to be serving up the unexpected. Is that something you enjoy doing as opposed to serving up the expected?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I kind of hate to say this, actually, but I'm going to just say it. I don't watch much dance. I try as a choreographer to not really be influenced by other choreography. And I do, in some ways, pride myself on the fact that when I get together with other artists, it really is coming from that circle of people, and it's not coming from something that I saw in a video.
Her projects have their own life. It's something that she feels and experiences inside, and immediately she has a way to express it. What I think is amazing about this company is that it's really personal inner expression. Just externalizing what's happening inside. We happen to just do it with dance and music.
That is a talent, a gift, a skill now well honed. Good for you.
Thank you.
Very good for you. The way you compose and bring it all together, does it feel like you're constantly outside of your comfort zones, or is it your comfort zone simply outside of the traditional, predictable side of dance?
I would say that it's in my comfort zone. I've always been more comfortable with musicians than I have been with dancers. And I love dancers too, but musicians have always been my best friend, my husband. working with musicians is one of my favorite things about life, composers. I feel the same about poets and artists and dancers.
So just
being around
together,
those people yeah. is where I feel best.
And David, it seems to suit you well also.
Comfort zone wise, I feel like everything I've done with this company has been outside of at least some comfort for me, because although I'm a musician and studied composition and film scoring and just been doing music for so long, composing and working with dance is a different thing completely. Also, because we're not really genre based, mm-hmm. We're kind of like whatever happens artistically based on the collaborations or ideas. We're constantly making left and right, like sharp angled turns. When you see our shows, they're not just one thing for an hour. Every piece is completely different than the last. And so for me as a composer trying to work with that, like this year I wrote a piece, it's a comedy. I've never written a comedy. normally the music I like is dark and heavy, music that's more intense. And this is completely like on the other side of that. And it was totally outside of my normal comfort zone, personally.
But aren't you proving my very point that being so far outside of your comfort zone, you're in this other comfort
zone? I guess that's
zone
the comfort zone. I guess that's true. After thinking about it that way, that is normal. For instance, like we started this company and she's like, I need headshots. I need video. I need this. And I was like, okay, let's go get a camera and figure all this stuff out. And I learned. Now we do projects with video and photography.
And then you own it, and then you edit.
Yeah,
that's another medium. That's just fantastic. And of course, being a couple and a collaboration duo, you've kind of got things made for yourselves as long as it's still working this well. Better than ever, we might say. Okay, now multimedia is certainly your trademark, even by contemporary dance theater standards. Why does it call your name when you think to put a piece together? Do you just naturally think in all of these terms?
I think for me as a choreographer, music was always a really huge influence. There was really no way of separating those two. And, you know, most choreographers don't. But I think that much of the choreography that comes out of me from just sitting and listening to a piece of music. So that collaborative element is there all the time. And I think, you know, when David and I met 20 years ago in college and we started talking about the dream of one day having this dance company, that we were thinking along the lines of the Ballet Russe. We had a group of artists from many different genres working together to create a really unique theatrical experience. To both of us as artists, you know, the lighting design, the costume design, the other art that's involved in a particular work, they're all equally important. That attention to detail and that desire to have a very full artistic experience.
I think also the art is about storytelling on many levels, right? But I think that the multimedia, the imagery that we create besides just the dance, like the backdrops and the animations and the images and the video, I think they help kind of tell another layer of the story that we're trying to express. Our goal is to immerse our audience completely, all your senses, into this little world. The multimedia kind of pulls it all together, pulls in the audience and the dance and the storytelling, and then kind of enhances all of that in a personal experience kind of way.
Good for you. Okay, with all this in mind, let's talk about your 10th anniversary celebration. What variety of art centricities are you putting on that stage?
We have a lot going on this year. A lot of collaboration. We have several living composers, including David. And David is composing a comedy dance this year. So this will be the first time that the company has done anything with comedy. And we're kind of highlighting one of our dancers, Freddie Filling, who is a recent grad of IPFW Theater Department. So we're going to highlight some of his acting skills. And we have a local painter, Emily Powell, creating some work for us, and David projecting her artwork during the dance. We have some principal dancers featured, some guest choreographers. Something kind of exciting that we're doing, particularly for the 10th anniversary, we're going to have a former principal dancer, Nina Shaw, return. She's living in Austin, Texas now. She's coming back to present choreography and be a guest dancer. And we have the fantastic music of Nina Simone.
And all these pieces are left and right turns from each other. As far as variety, it's just everywhere. And I love that because I think there's something for everyone.
Good for you and your audience. Now, you're also celebrating your 6th anniversary as company in residence at IPFW. What has that partnership added to the foundation of your group and daily activity?
A lot. I think that just having the security of rehearsal space, and we were able to add an additional 3 hours per week. So being able to train the dancers more intensely, having that home base, being able to use Williams Theater at a low cost, it's been invaluable to a company with a small budget.
And again, you've done a lot on your part to further the cred of the university.
Oh, thank you.
No doubt. I mean, it's a synergistic relationship. Actually, a lot of our dancers come from the university.
That's true.
And so,
and some of our collaborators as well.
Yeah. And the artists we work with, we definitely try to give back to the university what we get from it.
Great. So with 10 years down, are you totally glad you took that first step?
Absolutely.
Definitely.
Absolutely.
It's been great.
It's been really rewarding.
And what do you hope the next 10 years bring?
I hope that I just continue to have an outlet to express and to collaborate. Because without that, you know, I've had some years in the past where I tried to deny that and be something else. But I don't know why. And those years weren't very good. I want to continue creating as much as I can, giving artists many opportunities to perform.
For me, I think refining the initial goal of this company is a continual process, and we're just going to continue to do more of that, involve more artists, continue to train dancers and refine that end of it. I'm going to get better as a musician and composer and as a graphic artist.
and as a photographer.
Yeah, photographer, all the stuff that we do. Hopefully
and
we just
a poster maker.
continue to improve and ultimately put on grander and grander shows and incorporate more multimedia. So we've got plans in the works for that and just get better at what we do, wherever it goes, wherever that takes us. You know, we're open to all of that.
Elizabeth and David Mikautadze are founders of the Mikautadze Dance Theater, celebrating 10 years of creativity. Thank you so much for joining me today, you two, and here's to your wonderful world of dance.
Thank you so much,
Thank
Julia.
Thank you so much, Julia.
That was WBOI's Julia Meek, speaking with Elizabeth and David Mikautadze on Mikautadze Dance Theater's 10th anniversary. The music you're hearing is 377, David's original composition, and one of the first of his pieces Elizabeth choreographed to after MDT was founded. You can hear more of Julia Meek's arts and culture coverage on 89.1 WBOI.